time for our weekly check-in with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, thanks. By the way, a happy belated anniversary to you and your bride.
Oh, thank you. 15 years. Some people didn't think we'd last five, let alone 15. Here we are, man.
Going strong, no question about it.
Exactly, going strong. Got the wife, two beautiful kids. My son just turned 11 the other day. You know, with everything going on in the world, it's nice to know that, you know, when you come home, though, and see your loved ones, all is okay.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about what's going on with some of these restarts. The NBA, more positive tests, some big names testing positive. People unable to stay in the bubble. Are they going to make this thing work, Kyle?
You know what? I've actually been encouraged what I'm hearing over the last few days. You know, even though Russell Westbrook, a huge name, tested positive, he was not inside the bubble when he tested. If I'm correct, the NBA just came out a couple of days ago and said two players who were inside the bubble did test positive, but those players were in quarantine at the time. And so far, so good. Everything I'm hearing and listening to the players and everybody down there, they're applauding the NBA, the protocols in place. And so I'm optimistic about this season, no doubt, actually being completed and us having a playoff.
As for the Celtics, anything to worry about in regards to Kemba Walker's knee?
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about that, right? You know, the guy just had 4 months off, and now we're taking it, you know, super extra cautious with him. You know, one practice on, one practice off. And so, you know, I understand, you know, the playoffs will be spread out. But what if you got a back-to-back or something in the postseason? If you're Kemba Walker and you're the Celtics, can you count on him? And so I'm a little bit concerned that here we are, you know, 1 week into, you know, them practicing that they're already giving Kemba Walker days off after being off for 4 months.
Let's talk a little Patriots. Are Pat's unable to reach any kind of a contract agreement with Joe Tooney? Sounds like he's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, when you look at it, you know, the money that he's going to get out there on the open market, and we've seen it before, right? You know, whether it's Nate Solder or whoever, you know, will the Patriots go to that level for an offensive lineman, you know? And they're already, you know, heavily, a lot of money tied up already in the offensive line as well. And so, yeah, I can't imagine Joe Tooney, you know, being in Foxborough for the long haul. I mean, you know, you had a chance right now to basically negotiate with them, get a deal done, and you were unable to. What's going to change in the future, you know?
Man, I like what I saw when Cam Newton rolled out that brand new uniform. He looks good wearing that jersey.
Yeah, and not only that, I like his approach. I know he's doing a lot of talking, you know, talking about, you know, the last couple of years, what happened in Carolina and how things are. You know, I'm excited to see Cam. Like I said, he sort of has a chip on his shoulder. You know, he's out there with something to prove. And, you know, obviously replacing the Hall of Famer or greatest quarterback ever is, you know, going to be a daunting task. But, you know, Cam Newton, we know, doesn't lack confidence, right? And so I'm excited. I love the fact that he's working out with the receivers. I love the fact that he's studying the playbook. And so he seems to be all in. Like, you know, this is a redemption season for him.
Things obviously going a lot better in Massachusetts these days in regard to COVID-19. But can the Patriots really pull off, even with reduced capacity, having fans in Gillette Stadium this fall?
I don't know. You know, it's so risky, right? You know, I think the initial plan will probably be good, but are people really going to adhere? What happens, you know, in the restrooms? What happens in the concession stand lines, you know? That's what concerns me. Not necessarily, you know, Gillette Stadium is massive. You know, you could block off sections. You could block off seats, those kind of things. But, you know, when people actually get up and are moving about, you know, what about those people who refuse to wear masks out there? How do you, you know, safeguard yourself against those kind of people? And so I understand, you know, fans are the lifeline of sports. I mean, if you don't have fans, you take a major, massive hit, no doubt about it. And so I'm a little concerned about it. It'll be interesting to see all the plans and, you know, what they're talking about, 20% capacity, I think it was. And so, you know, on paper, it sounds good, but, you know, in practice, can you really accomplish that?
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Now, Drapes, we know about your skills as a basketball player, but times are tough. Can Can the Red Sox maybe count on you for five innings every fifth day? Because that rotation is looking a little ragged right now.
Yeah, it's a patchwork, right? I mean, that's what you're going to have to do. You know, get guys to buy you a couple of innings here and a couple of innings there. I mean, it is. I have not seen a starting rotation this bad. Really, ever. Really? I mean, you know, think about it. You know, you got, Eovaldi as your opening day starter, where at best he's a number three, maybe a number four, you know? And so, yeah, the Red Sox have to do something. You know, they have to address it. I don't know what. You know, maybe this is a bridge year. You know, you got Renicky there. Maybe this is a year you sort of punt on it and hit the reset button for next season. But this is arguably the worst rotation, you know, I've ever seen, especially here in Boston.
At the same time, they've got an offense. It looks like it has the potential, if we actually have any games, to score some runs and maybe be exciting.
Yeah, and that's been the thing. You know, one thing we've, you know, hope to be able to count on is the offense with JD, obviously. You know, and so Xander, I don't know. That's how they're going to have to beat teams, right? We won't see a lot of 2-1 ball games, I don't think. You know, a lot of 6-5, 8-7, that kind of thing, because that's their only hope, I think. Fortunately, you know, it's a shortened season, expanded playoffs. They may have an opportunity to make some noise. But when you have that starting rotation and the fact that Erod, you know, is getting off to a late start, you know, all that is concerning if you're Red Sox fans, you know, no doubt.
Boston Bruins getting ready now, a couple of weeks away from heading up to their hub in Toronto. And today announced that Bruce Cassidy named one of the finalists for the Jack Adams Award given to the top coach in the league. And I feel like in that hall of Boston coaches right now, he's sometimes forgotten. But what a remarkable job he's done since taking the helm.
Yeah, you're right, and you're totally right about this. I think he doesn't get enough credit. He's sort of a forgotten man, underappreciated, and the job he's done with this club, you know, many people thought, you know, that the Bruins would collapse, you know. Even early in the season when they got off to a hot start, they hit that sort of mini rough patch in December and then bounced right back. And so, you know, the thing I like about Cassidy, it's not about him. He's not calling attention to himself. He holds his guys accountable. And so, yeah, I agree. He's done a hell of a job. And, you know, why not the Bruins this year, you know, once the restart happens? Why not them?
And finally, Kyle, when do you put the definition in high definition for people watching NBC Sports Boston?
You know what? I'm actually taking some time off this week, man. I've been pretty much off, you know, doing some podcasts here or there. That's about it. Maybe I'll make an appearance tomorrow night, but I've been hitting the golf course, hanging with the family, just trying to take it easy this week, because our Celtics coverage ramps up next week. You know, the first scrimmage is next Friday, a week from this Friday, and we're broadcasting that on NBC Sports Boston. So I got to rest up, get ready, get my mind right for the return of basketball.
All right, well, we're counting on that, and yeah, it's a good thing it's not a ratings period this week. That's all I can say.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, we'll see you next week, Kyle. Enjoy the time.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, every Wednesday here on Downtown.